All right, 97.9 105.5 Kiss FM, the number one hit music station. 7:50 with Big Papa in the morning. Partly sunny today, high 34. Right now we are at 18 degrees. Phones are going, the emails going. I'm talking about the rumors and stuff that's going on at Proctor. Again, Proctor's doing what they can. The school district's doing what they can. Nothing has happened on the grounds, but it is something that's being talked about. It's something that parents have to think twice about when sending their kids to school now. So 733-KISS, 733-5477, email BigPapa, CNYKISS.com. Kiss, good morning.
Hey, Big Papa, what's up? My name is Brian.
How you doing?
A comment on what you were talking about.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I mean, not to blame it or put the blame on parents or anything, but, I mean, situations like this occur because of parents. I mean, I'm 30-some-odd years now, but when I was in school, I couldn't think about bringing guns and knives to school for the simple fact that when I got home, my mother, my father would have killed me.
I was afraid to talk back to adults. Because you know what? Back at that point in time, it was accepted that somebody else's parents could whoop you and discipline you, and then you get disciplined again when your parents found out that somebody else had to discipline you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember being in school. One time I was in school, and a teacher said something to me, and I said something under my breath. They called my mother up. My mother has to come from work. Now, I'm shivering like if you would have thought a gang was outside.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just said my mother's coming up to school. She comes up to school. And one thing, she never beat us in public.
Oh, no. But you got that look. You knew you were in for it as soon as you got private.
She stared through me at the principal. And, I mean, I almost didn't want to go home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, please save me from what's going to happen. But I mean, that's the fear that we had as young kids, and it wasn't a bad thing.
Right.
It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know what? You have to be on the narrow path.
And it's not. And I don't want it to come across saying you have to smack your kids around. That's not what we're saying. You have to instill respect.
Absolutely.
And know that there is a punishment, whatever the punishment is, there is a punishment for actions that are not correct.
Absolutely.
That's what we're saying.
And it's the same thing. I mean, as far as religion, I mean, whatever race, religion you are. I mean, it's the same thing. You go to school and you make these steps. You're taking these steps as young adults, and you want to keep up your family name. It's like, okay, I'm not going to school and going to degrade my family. Those people, you know, I know that family. They're the worst.
Yep.
You don't want to do that. You want to bring up your family and, you know, let people know, hey, oh, this is a good family. He has a good background, this and that and other. But, I mean, you can't really put it on the kids. You have to put it on the parents as well as the children.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
No problem.
Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.